Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Dauntless is getting a new mode and Cuphead is headed to Netflix. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is X1. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. It's the middle of the week. We're almost there. If your week has gone bad, well, it's about to get better because it's halfway through. So it's down here. Downhill from here. And if your week has been good, well, it's about to get even better because it's downhill from here. Happy hump day, everybody. Let's do this. If you are a fan of the Monster Hunter shooter replica that is Dauntless, the epic version of it, the online perpetual multiplayer loot and grind game that is Dauntless, well, it's getting its first major content update, and with it, a new mode for earning abilities and cosmetics. This is according to PC Gamer. Phoenix Labs Monster Hunter game Dauntless will get a new hunting mode called Trials next week as part of the game's first major content update, Fortune and Glory. The new mode will confront players with modified, more dangerous behemoths and new environmental challenges across two distinct difficult levels, each with their own unique rewards for players who can get the job done. Completing trials at the normal difficulty will earn steel marks that can be used to purchase useful rewards, including weapon mods and alternate special attacks. Completing them at the Dauntless difficulty will bring in gilded marks, which are used to purchase exclusive cosmetic rewards to showcase more advanced accomplishments. The currencies can only be earned by trials and can be spent in a shop owned by a new character in Rams game named Lady Luck. Ooh, may Lady Luck shine upon you. Her shop will also feature a Wall of Champions leaderboard for solo and group hunts that will rotate on a weekly basis. The Fortune and Glory update also kicks off a new Dauntless season called High Skies, which will include two hunt passes with new and stylish content to collect. The first, built around a swashbuckling pirate theme, will have 50 levels of both cosmetics and consumables to earn. The second will arrive later this summer. The Fortune and Glory update and High Skies seasons goes live on July 16th, and details are up right now at playdauntless.com. Do you like this new mode? I think anytime you bring these modes and bring additional content to these types of games, season in and season out, it's always a good thing. It keeps things fresh. It keeps things new. It keeps your veteran players, your players that are hardcore, that are already at endgame. It keeps giving them stuff to do. Well done, Dauntless. Well done. What is the best looking game of all time? The graphical powerhouse? No. No, it's not a graphical powerhouse game. It's Cuphead. That's right. Cuphead. It is an artistic, nostalgic feeling piece of artwork beauty. And guess what? Netflix notices that and has announced a Cuphead animated series. This is a news story at Game Informer. The Cuphead Show. It's coming to Netflix from King Features Syndicate with the game's creators Chad and Jaron Moldenhauer at Studio MDHR serving as executive producers. The project does not yet have a release date at this time, but the show features the game's 1930s inspired cartoon style as Cuphead and his brother Mugman go on adventures in Inkwell Isles. In the meantime, the brothers continue to work on the game's paid DLC, The Delicious Last Course, which is now scheduled to come out in 2020. Cuphead, well done. Congratulations. Your success is well earned. Good job, Chad and Jaron Moldenhauer. Well done. It is a beautiful game. It's beautiful artwork. Excited to see a cartoon. Is this going to be the best video game to television series of all time? It very well could be. Bad juju. It's no good. It's no good, man. If you've got bad juju, life sucks. Unless you're a Destiny player. That's right. And a new story over at GameSpot. Destiny 2 Bad Juju Exotic Quest. It's live. There's another hidden exotic weapon to chase in Destiny 2. Among the many new things today, the latest update to the game has added bad juju, another well-loved Destiny 1 weapon. Don't expect it to be shoved right in your face, though. You'll need to know where to go, and it all starts with a chest of Nisus. Bad juju's existence in the game was revealed in the Moments of Triumph added to Destiny 2 with update 2.5.1.1. That's a lot of numbers. 0.1.1. Why can't we just be 0.2 at this point? Come on, guys. Which also added a fix to the Season of Opulence's menagerie activity. It's listed in the exotic Arsenal Triumph alongside two other guns, Whisper of the Worm and Outbreak Perfected. I'll tell you what Destiny 2 does well, or just Destiny, period. Bungie. They nail style and they nail the names of their guns, right? It's so good. Bad Juju. Oh, that's such a sick name for a gun. Whisper of the Worm. Outbreak Perfected. So sick. The Galahorn. Oh, my goodness. Whisper of the Worm and Outbreak Perfected. Sorry, guys. Both of those guns were accessible only through hidden activities that players discovered in the game after an update like this one. Whisper and Outbreak are updated versions of Destiny 1 weapons, so it seems likely Bad Juju will be slightly different from what players remember. The powerful pulse rifle had some pretty sick capabilities, though. Kills with the weapon could charge your super, increase Bad Juju's damage, and reload part of the magazine, making it extremely effective. Getting Bad Juju involves a new location called the Tribute Hall that was added with update 2.5.1.1. To get started, you'll need to head to Nessus and visit Werner and open the new treasure chest standing beside him, and then head to the Leviathan, and Bad Juju will be all yours, well, after you do the quest, of course. But Destiny, well done. Nailing another gun, nailing another name for a gun, bringing classics back to the second one, or bringing them up to the second one. Super excited. Bungie by itself, it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I love hanging out with you guys every single day. I hope that you guys enjoy the show, too. I hope you love it as much as I do. If you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes. Rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. Also, share us with a friend. You know your friend likes it. You know he does. Or maybe a she. Who knows? Who knows? Have a great Wednesday, everybody. I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning. We will see you guys then.